The overwhelming wickedness of the last days. Christ continues, as the days of Noah were, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. For as in the days that were before the flood they were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage, until the day that Noah entered into the ark, and knew not until the flood came, and took them all away, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. How was it in Noah's day? God saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every imagination of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually. The inhabitants of the antediluvian world followed their own unholy imagination and perverted ideas. Because of their wickedness they were destroyed. Today the world is following the same way. The transgressors of God's law are filling the earth with wickedness. Their gambling, dissipation, lustful practices, and untamable passions are fast filling the world with violence. Christ said, "Because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. But he that shall endure unto the end, the same shall be saved. And this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for a witness unto all nations, and then shall the end come." Before the fall of Jerusalem, Paul declared that the gospel was preached to every creature which is under heaven. So now, the everlasting gospel is to be preached to every nation, and kindred, and tongue, and people. Christ does not say that all the world will be converted, but that this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for a witness unto all nations, and then shall the end come. By giving the gospel to the world, it is in our power to hasten our Lord's return. We are not only to look for but to hasten the coming of the day of God. See. Had the church done her appointed work as the Lord ordained, the whole world would before this have been warned, and Jesus would have come.